Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast with your host, Evangelist Mae Edmonds, and we're happy to be with you on tonight, and we are looking for the Lord to have his way. So don't touch that dial. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for giving us another day and another chance that we can get closer to you, that we can do your will, speak your words, O Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing for us, O Lord. We are so grateful for the mercy that you have bestowed us, for the many blessings that you have given unto us, O Lord. We are not worthy, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord. We give praise and glory and honor to thy name. You are so worthy, Jesus. Help us to lift up thy holy name. Help us, Jesus, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We're coming to you today, Lord. We need your help. And we know that you are our help, Lord. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Come to our rescue today, Lord. You know all about us, oh Lord. You know that we had need of before we call. Lord, we're asking, Jesus, that you touch our feeble bodies, that you give us strength tonight, that you will have the way, and that you will send thine anointing, oh Lord, that you will bless the listeners and all those who are trying to bless them, those who want to be saved, those who are trying to be healed, and those who are designed to be delivered, that soul that has gone astray, but want to come back to you, that soul that has a change of heart and a change of mind, even the way that they were going, bring them back to you, Lord. Give them strength in your mind, oh Lord, that they may give their life unto you, Lord. Pass the way, Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Move by your spirit, oh Lord. We want you to take full control, for without you, we can do nothing. We need you to touch right now, Lord. Look on those souls that are hurting, that their heart is broken. You know all about their situation. You know how to fix it, oh Lord. You know how to make it right, Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody, Lord, is sick. Hallelujah. We want you to touch their body, oh Lord. Heal right now, Lord. We know thou art a healer. You said in the word to heal stripes. We are healed. We take you at your word. We believe you, and we know that you can do what you said you will do. In the name of Jesus, we are waiting on you, Lord. Lord, help me, Lord. We're down here waiting, Lord. We're trying to be blessed, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch some souls. Grant the petition, O Lord, according to thy will. Let your will be done, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We know you've got the power. Thou art a strong deliverer. You're able, Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to continue to do your will. To take our vows unto you, Lord, so that in the day of trouble, we can call unto you, and you will answer us, oh Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We believe you right now. We believe thy word, Lord. Thy word is true, Lord. You're able, Jesus. You're able, Lord. Have thine own way, Jesus. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to save, Lord. Continue to heal, Lord. Strengthen and encourage your people. Those who have made a start, Lord, we want you to continue to bless them, oh Lord. Help you, oh Lord. Give them strength, oh Lord, to put their way, oh Lord, that they might get the deliverance that they need. We know you're able, Jesus, Satan and his evil work. Everything that is not like you, we pray that you find it tonight. Cast out Satan. Let your blood cover, Lord. Let your spirit prevail tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we're dependent on you, Lord. No other help, we know, Lord. and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired for they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his error? Thou me from my secret faults. Keep back thy servants also from the presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank God for this word.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Jehovah.
What a moment you have brought me to such a freedom. I have found in you, you're the healer. You make all things new, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over with you. All things are made new. The reason why I rise to cry, I'm moving no forward. You have risen with all power in your hand. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward.
Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6036. You may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSTCG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hamming, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hamming Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The call-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.com/MyKingService, Title One School and One is. We are praying for all those on our prayer list, especially for Crawford West, Jimmy Walker, Pastor Tony Evans, Evangelist Reedy, Parish Carr, that the Lord would heal his body, Samuel Anderson and family, Mr. Bill Bradley, all those requesting prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. God bless you.
Thanks, the Lord. At this time, we will have the word of encouragement through Evangelist Sheila Hamming.
The Lord, thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing indeed to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. Thank the Lord. Honoring the Lord and to whom honor is due. I'm thankful that the Lord blessed us to have this opportunity one more time.
Yes.
Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful passage of Scripture that was read, and there were just some of the verses that began to just stand out and stick with me, talking about the law of the Lord is perfect.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. His law can change a soul. Glory be to God. And I thank him for his laws because they are perfect. Praise the Lord and others. Portion of the scripture. It's just a beautiful passage talking about the fear of the Lord and how it is clean, enduring forever. His judgment, glory to God. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Yes.
We ought to desire his judgment more than anything. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The scripture describes his judgment as sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Oh, praise be to God. If you ever experience the judgment of the Lord, and you taste and see that the Lord is good, it's a taste that you can never compare to anything else. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Also, beautiful selection coming to your hand. This could be the and moving forward. Amen. No need of looking back, praise God. But let us keep moving forward. Amen. Going forward in the Lord. And I encourage you on tonight to get in that word of God and study the word of God, meditate his law day and night, and you'll find out just how perfect the law of the Lord is. You'll find out just how sweet his judgments are. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for just being a part of this great ministry. And I thank God for how he has blessed us. And I want to encourage you on tonight to put your time in, to participate. When you hear this broadcast come on, get ready to praise the Lord. Amen. Get ready to praise and the Lord and ask God for your petitions, because this is what the ministry is all about.
Yes.
Coming forth to minister to you. Oh, hallelujah. God may have his way in your life. Amen. Yes. And bless you through the Gospel Truth broadcast. Amen.
Yes.
I'm thankful. I thank the Lord for all things. I'm going to come on in. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. I'm feeling good down in Asia. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but this is the second day of the week, Tuesday, Sunday, the Lord's Day, first day, Monday, the second day, Tuesday, the third day, every day, praise day. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory be to God. Praise in the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to come on in, but I have one. was talking with my son, and somebody gave me an invitation to speak. Praise the Lord. And he was marveling at how long my day was on Sunday. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I began to say that as long as the sun is up, amen, as long as it's Sunday, it's the Lord's day all day long. Praise God.
Right.
Praise. It's not finished. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. My praise is not finished until I go to sleep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the day that the Lord has made, I rejoice. I'm glad in it. And
yeah.
Praise is not over until I go to sleep. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But I encourage you to give God the glory and honor and praise that is due to his name. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to Evangelist Nash.
Now, we will have a selection from Evangelist Prophetess, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity to say or do something for the Lord.
Yes.
I've been tested, my faith has been tried, Satan has attempted to destroy my life. He's robbed a few, accused and scorned. He's done everything he could do for my soul. But I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Listen, friends have left me. They question my faith. But what I try to do is throw back in my faith. Every sting of pain is what's here to my eyes. But God has replaced the blessing. For every tear that I've cried, and I still have joy, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy, I still have joy, I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have peace. I still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have peace. I still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have God's love. I still have his love. After all I've been through, I still have his love. I still have his love. I still have his love. After all I'm through. After all I've been through, after all I've been through, I still have joy.
Oh, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I still have joy. After all that I've been through, I still have joy. I've been tested. I've been tried. I've been talked about, I've been lied on, but I still have joy. Glory to God. That beautiful selection coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, my soul is stirred up. Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord to a part of this broadcast, for every song, for every scripture, every prayer that has gone up before the Lord, all the exhortations and the encouragement. I thank God. Glory to God. Now we're going to turn our hearts and minds and cheeks towards the word of God. Glory to God. Praise God. My title for tonight is, Are We Are Being Tested. We, as the people of God, we are being tested. And we're going directly to the word of God. Take them from the 12th chapter and beginning with the 9th verse. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. My subject tonight, God's grace is sufficient.
Yes, it is.
God's grace is sufficient. Grace is a favor or a disposition to grant something freely.
Yes,
it's mercy. And on the truth, we can say that God has had Glory to God. We want you to
praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that powerful message. Glory to God.
Yes,
God is able. He's got the power and he's got the strength to keep us from all that we are being led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. After this, you can give remarks and the other ministers may give remarks.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful message. Amen. God's grace is sufficient. That's all we need is the grace of God. And at this time, let's put our minds on the Lord. If there's anyone right now who wants to give you the right to Jesus, this is your opportunity to surrender to him. Amen. And experience the beautiful grace of God. Amen. Anyone who has a prayer petition, we ask that you will present that petition at this time, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We humble ourselves before you. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy on us,
oh God.
Call on your holy name,
yes,
Lord Jesus, and we ask for grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, stretch out your mighty hand right now.
Yes.
We ask you to move by your power, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, save to the utmost in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we pray right now that you will hear the sinner's cry. That you have mercy on their soul.
Mercy,
oh God, and forgive their sins.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, take away their sins, oh God. Move
yes.
on right now, Lord
Jesus,
and let them experience your love and your grace toward them. Oh,
yes.
my God, we pray for those who are sick tonight. Oh, Lord, make your holy visitation
yes.
for them where they are right now, God. Go into the room where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And lay your hand on them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Touch their body right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, send your healing virtue from the crown of their head, soles of their feet.
Yes.
Lord, make them whole, ever with whole, from inside out, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you right now to remember those who are afflicted. Lord Jesus, please, my God, help us to
yes.
help them yes. all right. You have the power, Lord, to
do
everything. Take away all the doubt, take away the unbelief, Lord Jesus,
yes,
ever tonight.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord. We're looking unto you in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
In the name of Jesus. Move right now, Lord.
Move, Lord.
We want every listener. Oh, my God. You made every one of us, Lord. And you know us by name. You know everything that's going on with us. You know our thoughts, Lord. Far off before the thought gets to our mind.
Yes,
you know about it, Lord. God, you know, search our hearts, oh God.
Search
us, Lord Jesus. Whatever is not right, oh God, forgive us. And
yes,
moving from us right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
Go into every house, every household, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, and give it every soul, one by one, Lord,
name
by name. Lord God, leave a blessing behind in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Look out their situation, Lord. Whatever's going on in that home, Lord, you have the power.
Yes,
you have the power to make it right.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, the homes that are broken up.
Yes,
God, put them back together tonight.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, scatter them far. Oh, Lord Jesus, gather them up, Lord, and unite them in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord. We know you're able, God. We pray for everyone who's on the prayer list, one by one, Lord, in name by name. Lord God, move on each one. And bless them right now at this time with the blessing that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now.
Thank you
for your strength, Lord. We thank you for your
mercy.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus,
thank you
for your greatness toward us. Oh, Lord,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, already done, Lord. Thank you. Thank you in our prayer.
Thank you,
Lord. We praise you,
thank
Lord Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord.
God and asking him to move that thorn in his flesh. Oh, have things in our lives that we would decide to just completely be removed.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But sometimes God intends for us to go through with these things in place.
Because
he wants us to understand that his grace is sufficient. Oh,
my. Amen.
And that's really all we need. So, yes, we're going to suffer. We're going to have to deal with some things we don't want to deal with. But in place, oh, yes, Lord, it's consistent.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. His strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh,
amen.
So we come to understand that it's not us.
Amen.
We can't do anything of ourselves. But God, who's doing everything for us, hallelujah, and he gives us grace, and that's enough. Amen. Oh, praise God. I truly enjoy that inspiring and encouraging message coming on tonight. And I want to encourage you to take this word of God in, and you apply it to yourself and live by it each day. Praise God. I'm enjoying the broadcast. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful.
Praise God. I'm living here, God. I'm glory because he is worthy of all that he prays. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Of himself, he said, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmity. He gloried in his infirmity, his weaknesses, the things that he was going through. That's what he was glorying in. He wasn't glorying because the Lord gave him a lot of revelation, but he was glorying because he was in his infirmity. And he said, lest I should be exalted above measure. God had given him that thorn in the flesh. He gave Satan. He allowed him to buffet him. So that, in other words, he wouldn't get removed that thorn that was in his flesh. That was something that he had to continue to suffer and go through with. But God told him in his word, his grace is sufficient for him.
Yeah.
So he can go through. He can go through. I don't care what we're going, can go through. And the Bible said, be thou faithful unto death. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. But be thou faithful unto death. You're going to have trials and tribulations for 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death. So the Lord is the Lord. So we thank the Lord for all the comments, all of the exhortations, all of the word of God on tonight, everything that was said and done to the glory and honor of God, all the prayer. I tell you, I just enjoyed the service on tonight, and it brings back many, many memories, and I'm thankful for that. And I'd like to inform you that this will be our last show program on this station. Tonight is the last night that we're going to be on this station, but we will go over to another station, and I'm going to give you the new number. But after tonight, we won't have this number. The new number for you to call in is 563-999-3511. Again, the new number is 3-999-3511. That will be the new number, and we will be back here on Sunday, so the first Sunday in April. So when you get ready to come on, just go to this number, 563-999-3511. And I also like to say, if you would like to have your taxes done and you would like to see more money in your income tax return, you can go to www.u.c.more, the letter U, dot C, the letter C, dot more, M-O-R-E. Enterprises.com, and that is located 227 Market Street in Camden, New Jersey, 08102. And also, if you like to get your hair done and you like the natural hair, the hairstyles, hairdo, you can go to Camden, New Jersey, and it's Fort Camden, New Jersey, 08104, and that's www.matchincook.com. And they take appointments only on Saturday from 10 to 4, and then Tuesday and Friday is 10 to 8. And if you like waisted bands to go around your waist, they're like belts that are made with beads. And it's www.letsgetwastedofficial.com. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. If you would like to receive King James Version of the Bible, brand new one, you can call or 856-7777, 4. And I'm looking for caller number 2 and caller number 4. If you text, you have to text your number and your name, and I will call you back. And you will receive a Bible, brand new Bible, in the mail if you're number 2 and number 4. We thank the Lord for everything on tonight, for the service. If there's any calls, any other announcements, if there's no more comments, we thank the Lord. I mean, thank the Lord for the prayers and everything. Thank God for Prophet Evangelist Cynthia for that beautiful selection, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen for the selection that she sang. I'm just so grateful and so thankful for all that you do to help this broadcast prosper. If there's nothing else, well, we thank the Lord for you, bless you, and this brings the broadcast to an end, and we will be back here on Sunday, glory to God, Sunday night at 7 p.m. at 563-999-3511. God bless you. Say good night to all.